How could he? That's the question that often gets asked.
Last week's parsha, this week's parsha again. It's a question which I know many of you have discussed in your own classes recently.
How could he with a capital H?
That is, how could God harden the heart of Pharaoh? How could he? And the question really has two parts. Question number one is, if free will and the ability to make our own choices is so critical and so essential to the theology of the Torah, then how could God come along and suspend somebody's free will? And the second part is, if he did, for whatever reason, then how could God punish Paro after doing so?
How did he deserve it? If he wasn't in control, if he wasn't making his own decisions, if God at the outset said to Moshe, I'm going to harden his heart and he's not going to listen to you, how then can God come along and punish him? And one of you, so you're sitting in the room at the moment, yet, asked me recently, it's even worse. Because not only does Paro get punished for a decision he seemingly didn't make, but his entire people got punished for a decision he seemingly didn't make.
And so there are lots of answers. Lots of answers, and I know that many of you have looked at a whole bunch of them recently. I want to share with you the one that I find particularly compelling. An answer that I find particularly meaningful and relevant to my own life. The answer started in a conversation that happened some 2,000 years ago between Rabbi Yochanan, the great scholar of the land of Israel in the first century of the Common Era, and his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish. The conversation is recorded for us in Menashrava, and it goes like this: Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he can this compel meaning.
And from here, from this week's parsha,
we open the mouths of heretics. We give them fodder to fuel the fire, because after all, they're going to say, Paro never had a chance to do tshuva. It's clear from the Pesukim, he never had a chance. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this is a troubling parsha we're about to read. How could it be? And so his brother-in-law answers. Now I see it exactly the opposite, he says.
No, we can close the mouths of heretics from this week's parsha as well.
How so, says the Medrash as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masna bo Adam ha'am rishon ha'shniya ha'shlishis ve'ino chozer bo.
God comes to a person and gives them a warning once, twice, a third time, and the person doesn't turn back.
V'hu no'el libo min ha'tshuva k'dei lefro mimenu ma'shecha.
Then God takes in, and he limits his ability. He takes away his ability to do tshuva in order to punish him for what he first did.
Af kach paro harasha kivan shashikar HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamesh pe'amim v'lo hishkiach al devarav amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ata hikshesa arpacha v'hikbalata esnimacha harin mosik lecha tuma al tumasecha hevi ani hikbalati eslibo. So too, says the Medrash, so it was with Paro. God gave him five chances,
and he rejected all five. And then God says, you chose this path, now I'm going to send you down that path.
And that's why it says he hardened his heart. So what does it mean?
What were the five chances? What were the five?
Somebody knows.
Yeah.
What does it mean to give five chances?
And then he decided to not to let people go on his own choices.
if we read the Psukim carefully, if we read the Psukim carefully, what's clear
is that the first five Makos, in the first five Makos, it's Paro who's hardening his own heart. It's Paro who's doing it.
And only by the sixth does God kick in and start doing it for him.
And so when God tells Moshe beforehand, I'm going to harden his heart in the same way,
he doesn't mean I'm going to harden his heart the first time, or the second time, or the third time. He's telling him it's ultimately going to happen.
We're going to get to a point where by Makkah number six, I'm going to do this for him. But it still raises the question of why.
This, to me, is where an answer that, again, was first given 2,000 years ago, and expanded upon by the Rambam about 1,000 years ago,
still very much hits home for me today. So what does it mean? So some of you know that when I was in high school, one of the things that I liked to do was I was a debater. And I had a great debate partner. And she stole my partner in many other ways.
But he and she will tell you that the best debater that I ever faced was me. How many of you have seen Creed? Show of hands. Creed? Oh my gosh. It's a good movie, guys.
Right?
In the movie, no spoilers here, but in the movie, Rocky takes his new protege, and he's training him, and he brings him in front of the mirror. And he tells him to spar with the mirror for a little while, because that's the toughest fighter he's ever going to fight. And I think that's true, and I think it's true for all of us who know it's true for me.
The best debater I ever faced was me, because you know why? I could convince myself of things that nobody else in the world could convince me of. Hey, I could debate myself and justify things to myself in a way that nobody else could.
Which too bad, that is still very much true today.
And so what's the Torah telling us when it says Paro had five times and he would harden his own heart and then on the sixth God did it for him, and how is that fair?
Here's what I hear the Torah saying.
I hear the Torah saying that sometimes we're faced with the choice to do right or to do wrong. And we make a mistake. We choose the wrong choice.
Then comes opportunity number two. We're in the same situation again. And we begin thinking about it. What should I do? And in my case, I begin to convince myself,
it's really not so bad.
Or I convince myself, you know what, I already took a step in this direction. Can't really take a step back now. I need to save face. Keep going in that direction. Time number two, you make the wrong choice again. And because the third time, you want to get even harder this time to make that decision, because now you're really getting into it. You've done it twice already. And now the debater in me comes out full force and starts to justify. That tells me why I was in the debate really wasn't so wrong. Don't worry, nobody's going to know.
Next time, you'll get it right. You're in so far at this point, there's no pulling out now. And there it goes, time number three.
And time number four just gets even harder. And time number five, there's almost no conversation going on in my head. And what happens by time number six? I didn't even make a decision. I didn't make a decision. Decision was made for me. It was done.
So what does the Torah mean when Paro five times hardened his own heart?
It means he had this internal conversation, this internal conflict.
And he made a wrong decision, which means wrong decision gets harder and harder to turn around.
It gets harder and harder, and yes, your free will gets less and less because you don't see the options anymore. It becomes clouded, it becomes murky.
You have a certain way of doing things and you continue in that path. Those people who come and want to be Tameh, God, that's what happens. You continue on in that path.
And so by the sixth time, God is hardening his heart. What does that mean? To me, it means that Paro wasn't conscious in this process anymore.
Anytime somebody does something without being conscious of what they're doing, so you can call it instinct, you can call it human nature, and you can call it God. That's what it is. And so the Torah tells us, this is the story of Paro.
The story of Paro is the story where there is no free will, absolutely not. The story of Paro is the story of human nature. It's the story of you and me. It's the story of opportunity to do right and wrong. We make the wrong decision once. We make it again. Or we make it a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, until ultimately we're not making our own choices anymore. Yeah, free will is gone because we banished it. So what about the last question? The justice question.
So we understand how Paro gets punished himself. Okay, he made this decision. He got himself into this.
How is it right? How is it possible that the entire country gets punished
without Paro having had free will?
So the truth of the matter is, I can't really answer the question. Divine justice sometimes is something that I don't understand. If I did, I think I'd be God. But don't. But I do think
that this is a really powerful message there nonetheless. Which is the Torah telling us, look how far this can go. Look what happens when you dig yourself in so deep that you're not even conscious of your own decisions anymore.
And somebody comes to you and says, if you continue in this path, this is not just going to affect you, this is going to affect your kid.
And every kid, every family in this country, people are going to die. Can't you see what your decision has done? And you can't even see it then.
He can't see it. He couldn't walk away from it. Because he was innocent. And that's what the Torah is telling us. That sometimes this process, when we get so deep, our free will has become so obliterated by ourselves that the decisions we make sometimes have awful consequences. So at the end of the day, Parsha is not about telling us that God suspends free will. It's a warning to us, an insight into us, into how the world actually works, into how you and I actually work, and giving us an insight that helps us take a step back and say, let's make sure we can live our lives in a radically different kind of way. Have a good job, guys.